Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that number is brought to you by ProXPN, and also you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can create the content. That which you see on the front page is there because of listeners like you. Taking just a moment to share something with our website, meaning you're sharing it with our listeners and sharing it with the host of the show. So if you find a news article that you think's interesting, maybe it's about crack-smoking Mayor Rob Ford in Toronto, you submit that news article URL to our website, which is actually using Reddit. So if you already have a Reddit account, that will be helpful for you. Otherwise, you will need to create one.
It's
pretty easy. Once you have a free Reddit account and a free freetalklive.com account, you'll link the two accounts together, and from that on, it's really easy to submit content to our site and to vote on it. You can vote it up or down.
You can see the site and use the site.
You can click on the things. You can look at the site. You can't vote until you have a Reddit account.
Right.
And a Free Talk Live account. Go to freetalklive.com to get all that done. And it's a really cool feature for us because it lets us know what you, the listener, thinks is interesting in the world. And, of course, the best way to know is to go to the phones and to talk to you on the air. And that's what we're going to do now. 855-450-FREE. More if we get a chance on the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto. But Vince is with us in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, Vince.
Hey, y'all was talking about some dumb or crazy laws. I remember when I was going through school, they had a law. I can't remember exactly what county it is in West Virginia. But if you can beat your wife on the courthouse steps only on Sunday.
So you can't beat her anywhere else, but if you're on the courthouse steps on Sunday, then it's a free for all.
I wonder how you get her there if you can't threaten to beat her until you get there.
That's a good question.
Vince, is that all you wanted to share?
Well, it's a silly law.
I love the show.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate you being out there. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Rob Ford says he doesn't do drugs. This is the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto. The video has not yet surfaced, and I hope that someday we will get to see the video.
It's the internet. You're going to get to see the video.
It is the internet. The police do have the video. However, Ford's not being prosecuted, so whether or not that video will ever be released from the police, maybe somebody will leak it if we get lucky. But if he's not being prosecuted, it won't have to be included in discovery.
Ford's not a favorite of many city employees.
That's true.
In Toronto, so I don't suspect that there's much of a chance that this isn't going to get out at some point.
Yeah, I thought this was a particularly interesting case because the police actually did investigate this guy. I mean, they spent taxpayer resources investigating Rob Ford. I mean, they said they even had airplanes looking at the guy at one point. Like, they were really going all out to investigate him. So he must not have friends in the department if that's the case. Because if the mayor has friends in the department or is liked by the people in the department, they're going to look the other way when these allegations come out. They're not going to actually spend the time to investigate them and find out that, oh my God, yeah, this guy actually looks like he is doing drug deals with his driver at various different suspicious locations, like in the back alley behind a school or at a kid's soccer game and other places like that, parking lots, etc. So so he's now come out, he's admitted it, but he's also saying that he's sorry and he's going to just move on with his life. He's going to move forward. He wants to be mayor still. He says he loves his job and he doesn't do drugs. Now, of course, we know he's got a problem with
alcohol. His approval rating is, by the way, 44%. Which is 5 points higher than Barack Obama's is currently.
Still lower, though, than Kim Jong-un, however, according to the Telegraph.
I'm not sure that counts.
Well, now, hold on, Mark, before you jump to a conclusion here. This is not actually an approval rating of Kim Jong-un in North Korea, because it would be very hard to do a poll of people in North Korea. It would
be hard to believe any of their answers.
Yeah. What it is a poll of, however, is a poll of people who have escaped from North Korea. This is from The Telegraph in the UK. Despite reports of him purging army generals and executing his former girlfriend by firing squad, a survey carried out by the Institute for Peace and Unification Studies at Seoul National University on 133 North Korean defectors found that 61.7% believe he has the majority support of his people. Although not strictly scientifically accurate, as it polls defectors rather than people currently living there, such a result makes him more popular than his father, Kim Jong-il, while it also compares favorably to Barack Obama, who's struggling at 41% approval, and David Cameron from the UK, who scored at 38%. Mr. Kim is meanwhile said to be keeping up his purge of undesirable elements within his upper echelons of North Korean society, with the reported sacking of his hawkish army chief, Kim Kyok-sik, who is believed to have been behind the sinking of the South Korean corvette Shionan and the bombardment of Yeonpyeong Island in late 2010, has disappeared from the list of senior regime officials attending public events in recent weeks. So, anyway, they go on to talk more about some of the internal intrigue going on there, but kind of a shocking. Now, interesting, the headline of this story says that he has an approval rating of over 50%. Now, I would say that's a misleading headline, because to ask the question is very important. How you ask the question in a poll is very important. And they say in the article that the question was something about, does he have the majority support of his people? So if you're asking a defector, does Kim Jong-un have the majority support of his people? Then, of course, most of them are going to say yes, because that's probably true. Most people in North Korea do support Kim Jong-un. They've been brainwashed into supporting Kim Jong-un. They didn't ask, and it would have been more interesting to ask, what do you think about Kim Jong-un? What are, you know, you as a defector, do you support Kim Jong-un? Now, that I would like to see. I would like to see that number, because that's what this story
is. I can't imagine the number would be very high. If it was very high, I would be extraordinarily surprised. It's a very strange place, North Korea, but I think that what it is it's a crucible. It allows one to take a look at the state, the functions of the state, because that's what it is. The state is everything in North Korea. It fails at everything, but everybody lauds it for its successes in the face of its failures. And this is what government would be if the people in the government had their way. They want to control.
Do you think they have crack in North Korea?
I know, as I understand, they do actually have a substance abuse problem there, and I don't know if it's crack.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but let me go back here to Rob Ford's story. So just, you know, talking about these people who believe they know what's best for living your life. Rob Ford is just a version of the North Korean dictator. He's just a fatter, more obnoxious.
I heard he cut taxes.
Did he? I don't know if that's true. I mean, I don't really care.
I believe that's the case.
I don't really care if he cut taxes. He's, you know, just another thug politician to my book. But we go on here. Ford was
forced to
complain.
I'll take the thug politicians that cut taxes over the thug politicians that don't.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if it's true, Mark. Ford was forced to come clean on the issue after Toronto's police chief Bill Blair said last week confirmed media reports on the existence of a video which showed the city administrator smoking a drug. Now, the claim in the video is that it is crack cocaine. Obviously, they don't have the pipe to test, so they can't say for sure. So he cannot face charges as a result of the video because there's not enough information there to.
But he admitted to smoking at one time.
He did admit that. Yes, he did. And I guess, I don't know if you can be charged after the fact. Can you be charged with
I haven't seen it happen
drugs?
To a politician yet.
He said he needed to see the condition he was in while taking the drug, adding that everybody in the city should check the footage out. The mayor said he wanted to watch the controversial video himself, as he doesn't even recall there being a tape. That's because it was a cell phone, Rob. There's hardly anybody uses tapes anymore. he says, yes, I've made mistakes. All I can do is apologize and move on. Yet Vice reported Tuesday that in July, it was approached by an anonymous hacker who claims he'd been hired by Ford's communications director to break into a private online directory that allegedly contained a digital copy of the now infamous footage of Ford smoking a substance out of a crack pipe. The hacker gave Vice a log of emails that allegedly detail his correspondence with this gentleman who, in late May of this year, as the crack tape scandal reached its peak. So this was Ford's communications director Masudi Amin, who had contacted this hacker. By the end of their correspondence, the hacker says he was not able to break into the site, and Amin allegedly looked elsewhere to find someone to scrub the video. Neither Amin nor Ford have addressed Vice's request for comment on those allegations. We'll come back with more here in moments. So the mayor said he didn't admit to smoking crack cocaine earlier, as the media only had questioned him about alcohol. He said, I wasn't lying. You didn't ask the correct questions.
or coming up.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Did you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores and chains contains banned pesticides and has a high mold content. Seriously, we're proud to partner with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Try a free pound today. You cover shipping. 10% of future purchases benefit our efforts to give the gift of human freedom throughout the world. At least 100 World Vision microfinance loans. For more information, go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. We give them away, and those features include listening options. We've got live streams. You can get tuned in via our broadband, midband, or narrowband streams. They're there for you 24/7. You can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live at any time that you please. Of course, you can also grab archives all the way back to late 2006. You can listen on over 125 radio stations. You can listen via free-to-air satellite, our webcam. We've got listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Several ways for you to get Free Talk Live in your ears. Most of them free. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Help us to hoodie the homeless. Free Talk Live's teamed up with Bitcoin Not Bombs to get a hoodie for you and a hoodie for somebody in need. You go to Bitcoin's Not Bomb, you pre-order a t-shirt or a hoodie, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for somebody else who's in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so that they can get these printed up and distributed in time for the holidays. You can give them as gifts, as a matter of fact. Keep two people warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla marketing outreach for Bitcoin. They're also accepting general donations for the project if you'd like to give more. BitcoinNotBombs.com.
Rob Ford, the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto, we're digging further into his case where he was saying to reporters that I wasn't lying before when he said that that he didn't admit to smoking crack cocaine initially, because it was back in May when the story broke after some drug dealers had shown a video of what appeared to be Rob Ford smoking crack to some reporters, to the Toronto Star reporters and another one from Gawker.com, showed off the video, and there was obviously a lot of buzz in the news surrounding that, and he denied it, but he said that, well, he wasn't lying at the time. You just didn't ask the correct questions, he said to reporters. However, he later told the Toronto Sun that he felt relieved following the confession. He said, it was like I got 1,000 pounds off my back and has no plans to quit his job or take leave. The current statement, however, comes 6 months after another press conference during which the mayor stated, quote, I do not use crack cocaine, nor am I an addict of crack cocaine, unquote. So again, is that him simply saying that that day he does not use crack cocaine, that on the day of the press conference that he was not a crack cocaine user?
I can say I have smoked crack cocaine one time.
Okay.
But I think it's fair to say that I do not do crack cocaine.
That's right.
And what was the other one? That I am not addicted.
Nor am I an addict of crack cocaine.
Nor am I addicted to crack cocaine. So I think absolutely he would be answering a different question than perhaps they might have been asking. But the problem is, with asking a politician a question, he's claiming the reporters didn't ask the right questions. But this is the difficulty here is that politicians generally don't answer the question they were asked, and you never get a follow-up. It's not like you say.
Move on to the next.
Okay. Person. Excuse me, Mr. Ford. Do you smoke crack cocaine? I do not smoke crack cocaine, nor am I a crack cocaine addict. Well, then, this video, was this you smoking crack cocaine? Next question, please.
Yeah.
You never even get to ask.
That's true. Since the May news conference, by the way, Ford has denied taking the drug on numerous occasions. The video with evidence against the mayor was reportedly obtained by the police during months of surveillance of Ford and alleged drug dealer Alexandro Sandro Lisi. Now, they don't get into the details here, but this is the guy I was talking about earlier in the show, where this Mr. Lisi, this drug dealer, alleged drug dealer, this guy was actually Rob Ford's unofficial driver. So sometimes they were seen together because Lisi was driving him from place to place. And apparently Lisi was also selling him drugs as well, because the police were monitoring several transactions. Now, they couldn't tell what was being transacted because Lisi isn't working for the police. But they monitored what appeared to be drug deals going down in suspicious drug deal-y kind of places like parking lots and back alleys. A week ago, two Toronto Star reporters said they saw clear footage of Ford smoking what appeared to be crack from a glass pipe and speaking obscenities about now Liberal leader Justin Trudeau. Police said the video will come out when Lisi goes to trial on drug and extortion charges. Aha! So I had said earlier that maybe we wouldn't see the video because Rob Ford is not being charged with anything, so therefore why would the video need to come out? Well, they're going to be using the video as evidence against the drug dealer, apparently, for some reason.
I see.
So maybe we will end up being able to see a copy of the footage all in good time. But what is elsewise going on with Rob Ford? Well, he's been stripped. Stripped, according to the Breitbart site, Breitbart.com, of some of his powers. This is fresh from this week. Toronto City Council voted overwhelmingly on Friday to strip Rob Ford, the mayor, who, as you know now, is a crack smoker, at least at one time, of some of his powers, trying to box in the brash leader who's rebuffed huge pressure to resign over his drinking and drug habits and erratic behavior. Ford vowed to challenge the measure in court. The motion, approved in a 39-3 vote, suspends Ford's authority to appoint and dismiss the deputy mayor.
Wow, that's some serious... They've got a big city council. 39-3? That's 42 people in their city council.
Well, there's 15 people in Keene, New Hampshire, and there's only 25,000 people that live here.
Keene, New Hampshire has a big city council. Yeah. This is a legislature that Toronto has.
So he can no longer appoint or dismiss the deputy mayor and his executive committee, which runs the budget process. In a separate vote, the council voted to give the deputy mayor authority to handle any civic emergency in case Rob Ford's on a crack binge. I guess.
I see.
The effort will continue Monday when the council moves to strip the mayor of most of his remaining powers. The votes capped another frenzied week of twists and turns in the scandal that has consumed Canada's largest city and financial capital for months. Newly released court documents showed the mayor became the subject of a police investigation after news reports surfaced in May that he'd been caught on video smoking crack. In interviews with the police, former staffers accused the mayor of frequently drinking on the job.
Wow.
Driving while intoxicated and making sexual advances toward a female staffer. And by the way, he is married, Rob Ford.
Yep.
Ford stirred up further controversy, even offending Canada's oldest football team when he used profanity on Thursday while angrily addressing the latest allegations. Most city councilors are frustrated by Ford's refusal to step aside.
I didn't read that part about the football game and football team. I'm not sure what they're referring to there.
However, they lack the authority to force him out of office.
This guy's has been elected.
Unless he is convicted of a crime. An unusually subdued Ford said he had no choice but to fight the motion in court while saying he understood why the council was taking the measures, a typical display of defiance followed by a flash of remorse. He said, if I would have had a mayor conducting themselves in the way I have, I would have done exactly the same thing. Well, you know, at least he's admitting that he has done something that most people find to be distasteful.
But I'll continue to waste the time and money and energy of
I will not resign.
Toronto. Oh, boy.
His lawyer called the actions of the council a coup and said they have hired a municipal law expert to challenge it. Boy, what is this going to cost taxpayers? I mean, this internal strife among the city council and the mayor there in Toronto.
I wonder why people think that this is acceptable. I just don't understand. I mean, it's ridiculous. What does Toronto, the city of Toronto, do, and I'm talking about the organization, do that's so valuable that it can somehow offset this soap opera?
We will come back with more. You can bring up anything that you want in other news. We got some other stuff to talk about here this evening. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. An update on our friend Carlos Miller from Photography is Not a Crime and what's been happening with him versus the Boston Police in moments. Your calls welcome about what you want. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Annette. And due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. I mentioned we would tell you more about Pro XPN. Now you will find out. What is it? It's a global virtual private network. What's that mean? Well, it means you're protected. Your privacy is protected online if you use ProXPN. Right now, you're online. If you're driving, you're probably not online. Hopefully you're not. But if you're online, you're sitting at home, or you're at work and you're online, there's a darn good chance everything you're doing is being logged. Every web search that you make, every website that you request online, your internet service provider is probably keeping that information for at least 6 months, maybe even 5 years. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like the idea of the government being able to come in and look through all of the websites that I've been visiting and all the searches that I've been making online. But that's what they can do. Any court order will simply allow the ISP to feel like, well, we just have to hand this over.
And rubber stamped court order.
All that information to the government. And, who knows what? Maybe it's not illegal what you're doing online right now, but who's to say that it won't become illegal over time?
Who's to say you know what's legal?
Yeah, exactly. So why not be private with your internet habits? You can do that through ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. ProXPN does not log your online habits, period.
So that's a huge difference. And because it's encrypted, it's 512-bit encryption, what happens is every bit of data that is leaving and coming to, going out of and coming into your computer is encrypted by ProXPN. So therefore, your internet service provider has no idea what information that you are requesting, what information is being passed along. Essentially, that just basically reduces your ISP to a pass-along service. They're just passing data.
They're serving. They're providing you with internet service, which is what they're supposed to be.
Yeah, instead of snooping on you. So you can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, or Android. Also, there are instructions on how to make it work for Linux as well. ProXPN.com/FTL. Now, we've been telling you about ProXPN for a few weeks on Free Talk Live, and mentioning to you the important code you need, FTL20. Use that code, you get 20% off of the price of their premium account. Now, you can do that with their annual plan, or you can do it on the monthly plan as well. Either way, you're going to get 20% off the price, which is a hell of a deal. Now, that breaks it down to $5 a month. But we can now get you that price even cheaper. And I have to say, I'm pretty excited about this.
Yes, it's pretty neat.
I've been asking myself, why hasn't ProXPN been taking Bitcoin? Well, now they are. So if you've been waiting on ProXPN because you were like really into Bitcoin and you were offended that ProXPN, this cool sounding service, so cool but not taking Bitcoin, what's up with that? Well, now they are a cool service and they're cool enough to take Bitcoin and give you an extra special Bitcoin-only discount. So they are incentivizing you to use Bitcoin. You can get 33% off of the annual plan price. Breaks it down to $50 worth of Bitcoin. Whatever the current amount of Bitcoin equals $50, that's what the plan costs. So $50 worth compared to, I think it's $74.95 normally for the annual plan. Now, the Bitcoin is only an option for the annual plan. That's the only choice you've got if you want to use Bitcoin to buy over at ProXPN. But it's a hell of a discount for a hell of a service. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and now you can use Bitcoin. And get
awesome.
33% off. By the way, the banner on their site, it's a mistake. When you go there, it says it's 67% off. What they meant was 67% of the price. So I've informed them of the mistake, and I'm sure they'll be correcting it at some point. It's 33% off or 67% of the annual plan price.
Gotcha.
Just to make sure we're clear on that, let's go to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Robert.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, if memory serves me correctly, I mean, I know I'm an old man here, but you know, there was a scandal over in Nashville, New Hampshire, a few years back with a mayor over there.
Oh, what was it?
I think I believe, I could be wrong, that it was a DWI. And there was a hit that was involved in it.
And then what was involved?
I believe it was a hit-and-run DWI.
Wasn't there a cop that hit somebody recently outside of Manchester?
No. This guy was a mayor over in Nashua.
Now, there's probably more than one drunk politician or cop rolling around out there, so doesn't surprise me. How about the one of the police chief in New Hampshire that decided that he was going to ask a young college girl that he'd arrested, probably for underage drinking, to show him her breasts and allow him to take photographs so he would drop the charges? That's a pretty good corruption story.
Oh, I think so, too. And, you know, if he's found guilty, I think they're going to put him on the second front of website.
That would be certainly poetic. Thank you for the call, Robert. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
There's another story out there right now that essentially, I believe a police officer has been charged with threatening a woman who refused to show him her breasts with being tased. Like, he was going to tase her.
Oh, my.
Now whip out the taser and get her.
So our buddy Carlos Miller, who we've had on the show a number of times in the past, he is the founder and main blogger over at photographyisnotacrime.com, has been in a pretty sticky situation, the Boston Police Department. Now, this is even though Carlos Miller lives in Miami. What's happened? Well, let me give you a rundown here from indieregister.com called Boston Police Attempt to Intimidate Blogger To paraphrase Carlos Miller, the Glick decision doesn't seem to be worth the paper it's written on or the $170,000 settlement that resulted from it.
They don't care.
In the 2011
It's not their money that they have to settle with.
Let me tell you what the Glick decision is, for those of you that don't know. The 2011 case brought up in the First Circuit Court of Appeals, Boston attorney Simon Glick successfully argued that his arrest on wiretapping charges for the recording of public officials, police, in the course of their public duties from a public place, he was standing in the street as the police were arresting somebody. This attorney happened to be nearby, Simon Glick. He pulled out a video camera or a smartphone or something and started recording the scene and was arrested and charged with felony wiretapping charges. So, public place, public bureaucrats doing their jobs. The court determined, the First Circuit Court of Appeals determined that it was a violation of his rights as guaranteed by the First and Fourth Amendments. It was a pretty solid court decision affirming the right of an individual to record government bureaucrats. If you are on the job, you should be on the record.
I can't see how anyone would, you know, I mean, it's not like this isn't on public property. We're not talking about private property. We're not talking about the police officers when they're on break. This is talking about when they're doing their job.
Exactly. So a real sensible, you know, court decision. It's commonly touted by people to show, see, we do have the right to record you bureaucrats. Well, as we've seen so many times, court decisions, even high-level court decisions, can be completely ignored with virtually no consequence by the government bureaucrats. So you would think that in Boston, the location of the Glick decision, I mean, it's one thing if you're in Montana and you're a police officer and you haven't heard of the Glick decision. It's another thing if you're in Boston, where the Glick decision originated. So Carlos Miller, the founder of Photography is Not a Crime, and journalism student Taylor Hardy were both facing criminal charges until just the other day. I'm giving you this story because it's a good rundown of what happened. They were facing criminal charges for attempting to garner accountability for the Boston Police Department. Mr. Hardy was working on a follow-up story that Miller had written back in August about a Boston cop shoving a man and threatening him with arrest for video recording him. He had called Angeline Richardson, the PR flack for Boston Police Department, and recorded the conversation and posted it online. Hardy had told Miller that he informed Ms. Richardson that he was recording at the beginning of their conversation. But that didn't stop her from filing a complaint leading to a charge of felony wiretapping.
Now, a lot of these police departments will have a recording that comes on when you call that your call is being recorded. It's really funny that, and by the way, a lot of these police cars have cameras going on the front. More and more police departments have cameras on the officers. They're finding that they have significantly fewer incidences of use of force and even fewer complaints about battery from a law enforcement officer. This is good for everybody. What is it that makes law enforcement not want to wear cameras and be recorded?
So we'll come back with more of what happened with Carlos Miller and Mr. Hardy here with the Boston Police in Moments.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor them with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I call the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain here. If you would like to take control of the airwaves, you can do so here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And, of course, we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Do you like Free Talk Live? Do you like what we're doing on the air here? Do you maybe want to help us a little bit? You can do that. Right now, we've actually just posted a video on our sort of official YouTube channel. I guess it's official because we have control of it, over it now. But it was actually started by by a listener of ours. We posted a video up of us explaining the AMP program and why now is the best time, more so than ever, to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Give you the short version of it right now. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. For $5 a month, you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. How are we doing that? Well, we've got a specific plan. We've been buying, you know, equipment for radio stations. We've been buying advertisements and industry publications and getting the word out about Free Talk Live. But we can do it better if we have a second person who can do affiliate relations work. Now, affiliate relations is an industry title. It means somebody who calls radio stations on behalf of a radio show. And that's what I do. Now, I'm the host of the show, so I am actually pretty good at doing affiliate relations. Most affiliate relations people have nothing whatsoever to do with the show that they're calling about, but I'm on the show, and so it helps for me to be able to call radio stations and talk to the program directors directly. So if we have two people doing that job, and both of those people are hosts of Free Talk Live, then that makes us twice as effective. And you can actually make your money twice as effective when you give to AMP
right now because we've got matching contributions. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com and you become an amplifier, the standard level of amp is silver for $5 per month. You're going to have your $5 doubled. Up to $950 per month will be doubled. Up to $950 in AMP contributions, and also that also includes one-time contributions. So somebody sent a one-time, I think this week, of $50. So we had a one-time contribution of $50 this
week.
That's going to be doubled. We had a few, couple new amplifiers come in this week as well. Their money will be doubled. Actually, the amplifiers this week, there was one new amplifier, but the other people were current amplifiers who canceled their current amp and then re-upped at a greater level. So we had one guy go from $10 a month to $25 a month. We had another guy go from $5 a month to $10 per month. So a lot of former amplifiers are coming back on board for this. They're re-signing up. A lot of current amplifiers are upping their amps because they're excited by the idea of Free Talk Live getting on, well, I don't know, 300, 400, 500 radio stations. That's all possible. You can help us with that. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com to do it.
If you go to schoolsucksproject.com and browse through the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, it examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media and medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and much more. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
So the Glick decision continues to be ignored, as has been pointed out here by Carlos Miller over at photographyisnotacrime.com. Great website, by the way, always full of horrible stories about how police all around the country are very, very rude and threatening and oppressive and arresting towards photographers. And there's all kinds of video footage to prove it. So the story is about how Carlos Miller, the man behind Photography Is Not a Crime, has been charged with felony witness intimidation. Let me continue the story here. Because how did he intimidate a witness? Well, he's working with somebody named Taylor Hardy, who's a journalism student helping him with photographyisnotacrime.com. Hardy was doing some research on a story about the Boston police, one of them shoving a man and threatening him with arrest for video recording. This is after the Glick decision, this landmark, supposed landmark court decision that decided, you know, made it very, very clear that you have the right to record government workers in public places if they're in the performance of their public duties. I mean, it's pretty crystal clear. But police don't read all the court decisions, and even if they do read them, they don't really care. They don't seem to care what they actually say. Let me go on here with the story. So he informed this government bureaucrat that he called up, the PR agent for the Boston Police Department, that he was recording. But she went ahead and filed a complaint against him, and they filed felony wiretapping charges against him anyway. And I presume that's because Hardy lives in Boston or Massachusetts. I'm going to jump to that conclusion because I don't understand how they would have charged him with wiretapping if he lived outside of Massachusetts.
It seems like it.
Yeah. So Miller wrote a story about Hardy's charges on photographyisnotacrime.com, posting the contact information for the government bureaucrat, the PR agent, Angeline Richardson, posting her contact information. She's the PR lady for the Boston Police Department. She's the person you're supposed to be able to contact. I mean, usually with the police departments, their typical mode of operation is if you go up and talk to a cop, they'll usually say something like, I can't answer your questions. You have to talk to the PR person.
The contact information for the PR person. Not at home.
I don't know if it was her home number, but okay. I doubt it was her home number. But going on here, they then, as a result of him doing this, posting the contact information for the public information officer for Boston Police, he was charged with felony witness intimidation, a charge that earns a 10-year prison sentence if convicted.
It's crazy.
Mark, you spent 9 years in prison for murder.
That's correct.
You didn't commit the murder, but that's another story. But, you know, 10 years for posting someone's contact information. Now, clearly, this is intimidation, and Carlos Miller is not a man to be intimidated by the police. So, what did they do? Well, they got active. The supporters of photographyisnotacrime.com were contacting the Boston Police Department at the request of Carlos Miller and letting them know how they felt about what they were doing to Carlos and Tom Hardy.
They were intimidating the witnesses. This is a war.
As a result, Boston police have agreed to withdraw the felony complaints against Carlos, this is now from Photography is Not a Crime. This is Carlos writing in the first person. Against myself and PINAC associate Taylor Hardy, on the condition that readers stop flooding their phone lines with calls demanding they withdraw the complaints. As if I would have a say in that, he says.
No. This is so... okay, it's these people's job to uphold truth, justice, and, yeah. and, you know, goodness, right? If they had charged somebody with this stuff, then supposedly those people are bad and wrong and have done an evil thing. So if they were to uncharge them because they got a bunch of telephone calls, that would show that they're terrible at their job.
Yeah.
Or it shows that what they were doing was wrong in the first place.
I would say they're both terrible at their jobs and what they were doing is wrong in the first place.
Stunning. It's stunning.
But to paraphrase my attorney, please stop calling. They get the message. In other words, we did it. We won. We took their intimidation tactics and threw them right back in their face. Multiple times on multiple lines, despite the threat of multiple crimes they threatened to charge us with. We showed them the power of the people, the force of the First Amendment, the clout that can be created after a quick call to action that enabled us to raise $4,200 in 36 hours to retain one of the most experienced attorneys in Boston. Here's what attorney David Duncan had to say. Quote, I'm happy we were able to resolve this to Carlos and Taylor's satisfaction with criminal charge applications dropped by BPD so that Carlos and Taylor can continue their work fighting for lawfulness, openness, and transparency in police work across the country. Going forward, they will not let up on their vigorous defense of citizen freedom. They understand that the law in Massachusetts is they have to tell people if they're recording a conversation, and they have assured BPD that they will always announce that they are recording when asked for recorded comments, which has been always their practice. Now, besides their pleas that we stop calling, this is back to Carlos, they also requested that Hardy remove the video from YouTube that led to the felony complaints against us, a 30-second recorded conversation between himself and spokeswoman Angeline Richardson, where he was seeking comment on another video that was going viral. But Hardy had already removed the video because it contained absolutely no journalistic substance. Police also asked Hardy that anybody else associated with Photography is Not a Crime inform police they're recording them during a telephone conversation, but that's also something we've always done. The only reason Hardy didn't do so this time was because of a technical mishap. He was using his iPad to record, but in the seconds before he informed her, he had clicked on the Safari app to bring up my story, which had caused the recorder to turn off. So he informed the bureaucrat she was being recorded, but at that time during the conversation, the recording was accidentally not actually recording.
So the recording doesn't have him stating that
he was recording.
Ah,
right.
That's bad that he doesn't have that proof.
They also asked that I remove the phone number to Detective Nick Moore from the article in which I cut and pasted his email to me posted below because he was also getting slammed with phone calls. So I agreed to remove it even though I left his email in the article because it reveals just how disingenuous police officers can be. And we could tell you more about this, but the story goes on. I'm going to put the link up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. If you want to access those things, you can go to news.freetalklive.com. There are links to all three of them there. You will get the full story from Carlos Miller, and I recommend you follow his blog, photographyisnotacrime.com, if you care a whit about journalistic freedom and the photography, the idea that you should be able to take photographs and video of government bureaucrats, no matter where they are. As long as they're on their job, and I'm sorry, if you're in public, you should be able to photograph anybody you want, but certainly you should be able to photograph government bureaucrats. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow point and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. As Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.